This is Tyler.
Hello, Zach.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, this is Tyler, or Ronaldo Tyler. I'm in my office pulling up my email so I can take a look at what we got going on here. I got out those partial sheets for IDs so we can at least talk about that Evergreen corner too, because that'll help my brother out because he's ready to move.
Okay.
He's ready to move. His number, he got 40. Do that, and you hope he's just thrilled. Okay, let me get my Yahoo here.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to be able to buy everything from you, so.
Yeah, that would just be awesome here. So, that's
Forrest
McGee, that's you, right?
Yeah.
Forrest McGee. Okay. That's just the DocuSign thing right here.
Click allow to be able to view it.
Just right now, just give me a review document.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, sales agreement, blah, 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 for 85. The buy will play, purchase should be paid. The entire purchase shall be paid to seller at closing, less any taxes, da, 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 the seller costs. Okay. I'm looking for the piece for closing. So you got that in, my price and closing.
Yep. Buyer agrees to spend earnest money of $100 and will be held in escrow by closing agent. Property sold and as is.
Mm-hmm.
Closing costs, if you go down to that, buyer to pay all closing costs.
Seller agrees that the buyer shall close the closing case for both parties. Got it. Got it. I see it. That's what I was looking for.
Yep.
Okay. Select start to begin. That's the piece in reference to sign.
Say that, yes,
okay.
At the very bottom.
Yeah, you hit start.
Yep, hit start. Then you should.
You gotta forgive me. I'm on a government computer, and we have so many protection things. Everything runs so slow. So.
Oh, you're good, man. And then you should see your signature too.
I just see my name and sign,
yep.
But in the box,
click your name.
Well, I'm still at the start piece there. It's giving me the box, but hold on.
Should be able to click it.
Let me go back out and try this. Like I told you, we are so protected on everything. Sometimes we can't get the simplest thing done. All right, so let's go back here to the contract, and this says required signature, sign box. Okay, and it just pulled up in my initials. Okay, so adopt and sign I should be able to do, right?
Yep, click that.
Okay, and it's in the box now.
And then it should have a button at the bottom, finish.
There it is, finish. A copy of this document has been saved, DocuSign account. I don't remember my account and all that stuff, but.
I got it back. You signed it.
All right. Can you just send that back to me in my Yahoo?
Yeah, I'll send it right now.
Okay, so that's. So what are your thoughts on Evergreen?
Hang on 1 second. Let me sign this.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead. Since we're on the phone, I'm just gonna do the normal due diligence or the normal duty. So basically, kind of introduce you to who you'll be talking to next, just on this specific property, because you know I buy about 20-30 houses a month, so I don't have necessarily necessarily all the time in the world, but you'll be left in good hands, I promise. And you'll always be able to get a hold of me. So.
Okay.
Let's see here. Okay. One second, Mr. Tyler. Appreciate you being patient with me.
Oh, no problem. I mean, it's working because I really want to. This really takes a burden off of me in a sense because I know what I'm trying to do here. And like I said, we could really get my brother's number. It would just be awesome.
Yep. All right. So you should be getting an email from me in a few seconds here. Go ahead and check your email.
I got it up right now. I'm just waiting for it to come through. That Zach Witherspoon?
Yep. What was the address of that other one? I'm sorry.
It's Evergreen Avenue. I have the partial ID. It's a vacant lot right on the corner of 5905 Second Street.
All right, give me one second. Okay, I see it. If you're looking at 5905, then it's to the right of it, correct?
If you're looking at it, yeah, it's to the right of it. Yeah, it goes all the way from 5905 all the way up to the corner of Evergreen.
How much are you looking to get for it?
Project Homes offered them 40, but they don't have, you know, they're nonprofit, so they move a little bit slower than the average bear. And he's just ready to move through this and. There's another existing 20 feet there that another company owns, or LA Properties or whatever, and that's a build right there. LA Nova Properties has the 20 feet piece that goes right up to the house. I think it's 45 Evergreen. So you buying that, you control that corner, and that's what my mother's done for the last 30 years. You know, anybody who want to build there, they say, okay, we'll make me an offer, and they would make offers, whatever like that. So it's kind of, but it's out there. We looked it up. I can give you that partial number too for the 20 feet piece. I mean, then that's a lot to build on right there.
Sure.
So if you need a partial ID for Evergreen, or you got it?
I don't need it.
Okay. Now what about the other piece, the 20 feet that you need?
I don't think I'm going to need it. I mean, you know, it's, pretty,
okay. Yeah.
You know, I do. You know, I'm pretty well versed in this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I have to look at these a little bit closer, just because you know I have to be careful when I'm buying a piece of land for sure. You know, it's. You know, it's not much, mm-hmm. but I got to see. I need to check some pricing on some stuff just to see what I could do on it, if that makes sense.
Yes, yes.
So you got, so we got this one, we got Wilson.
So we That's got, it.
Yeah.
5905 okay. is me.
Just the
Wilson. Each. Wilson, you need to look into to make sure. I'm quite sure you can get through. My mom has a controlling ownership of it, but it says in the notations, not proven. That means I've been fighting this for 20 years. I finally got all these lists of heirs off of there, and it's just down to her and three of her first cousins. The Lewis is on the bottom notation. If you look at that assessment sheet, and one of them is now deceased. So I would have my mom's interest in it, and then I would have to split it with James Lewis and Janice Lewis.
Sure.
And it should be good to go.
Okay.
For 100 Wilson.
Yeah.
And that had a house there at some point, but we knocked it down because Zona kept beating my mom up about it.
Right.
Yeah. But if you could, I mean, you could look up Evergreen. That really would help me a lot. Because as an executive or whatever like that, I'm just going down, dotting I's across the T's, trying to move this stuff out. He knows what he wants to do with it. I got it. Put in his name because that was automatic because it was gifted to him and me and whatever. So.
And your brother lives in 5905, right?
No. He lives in Illinois. My brother's in Illinois. Look at the address on the sheet. It'll show you. His updated address is on there. It says,
when's the last time anyone lived in 5905?
Huh?
When's the last time anyone lived in 5905?
My brother William lives there, another brother. He's living there now. I got to move out. He's been there the last 10 years with my mom.
That's what I was asking. Okay, so someone does live there now. Yeah, okay.
Yes. Leonard is the one who owns Evergreen, different brother.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Roger that. Okay. So yeah, let's
If you could look at Evergreen and follow up and get back with me and try to get as close as you can to that, that would just be awesome. And we'll just be done with this, you know?
Yeah.
So if you could, I mean, I'll wait for your call back on that. I know you need to do a little bit more research, but
yeah, just some, you know.
Do you think maybe by this afternoon you can give me a call back?
Yeah, why don't you give me a call back by like 3 o'clock or something? And that way, because I'm sure you're busy too, but I have about like 3 meetings before then, and then a couple other things. But I can look at it. You know, I'm looking at it now and stuff. So I just need to gather all the stuff. That's all.
Okay. All right, but do you need, you say you don't need that 20 feet parcel that we looked up?
Well, I'm not sure. Let me just see.
Yeah, because that's, I mean, we found there's enough there, but with Henrico was really fickle. They was telling me as far as zoning and those houses, Project Homes are putting up, they're so small. But, you know, I thought it would be perfect on the corner, but we know that 20 feet's in play, so you might want to, and it's, the parcel number is 817-727-5381. It's owned by LA Nova Properties. You know, so acquiring our piece, you have the bigger piece, and I'm quite sure you probably could get that. And then that's a build right there, no ifs, ands, and buts. And I'm being told my brother's lot alone is a build, but you have more, you know, I guess you can put more house there, you know, I guess. I mean, you know the business better than me, so.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's just a statement. You know, that doesn't mean I do.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Look at that. And please, we'll follow up. Let's say 3. I'm going to write a note to myself and call you at 3.
Okay.
All right, I appreciate it, Zach.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you being on the ball with this thing. I really do.
I'm just trying to move it because this has been something I've been beat up about for over 30 years. And it's like my mom, I told her, I say, yeah, I'm an executive, whatever like that. And it's a shame to where a lot of people I'm finding, man, they just don't update this stuff. Because the land across the street right beside 100, same scenario. Someone owned it 100 years ago and left it to someone else, and now that person just passed away 2020, and I just got her son on the phone the other day, 98, Wilson. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing with this? You know, because we keep it clean for them all the time, but nobody just follows through. It will make life so much easier when it's time to move stuff like this. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
So here's all right, we'll follow up at 3 o'clock and then.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Tyler. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right.